following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Gil.
I heard our friends at Werner Ladder are making a little extension ladders for guys like you.
Well, you're half right. Werner did come out with a new compact extension ladder, but it's not designed for smaller people. It's designed to make extensions easier to handle. It's no gimmick. It's a 16-foot extension ladder that's just 6 feet when closed. It actually fits in most cars.
That is amazing. And stuff like that is why Werner is number one in ladders. And Werner is so excited about this new ladder that they're giving away a compact car with a compact ladder inside. Right now, register at WernerLadder.com.
Want a chance to win $5,000 to pay your bills?
Yeah.
Want to pay auto, rent, and utilities all at one place?
Double yeah.
How about urgent bill payments within the U.S. starting at $5 with a proof of payment guarantee?
Hey, that's pretty smart.
Say hello to Western Union Payments. Plus, enter for a chance to win $5,000 at WesternUnionPaysMyBills.com. Western Union, moving money for better. No purchase necessary. Subject to official rules. We guarantee to provide a payment tracking number. Your fee will be refunded. Payment may be delayed or services unavailable depending on certain conditions. See payments form for details.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you back with us on today's program. Coming up, we're going to talk with one of the winningest coaches in Division I history, Gary Williams, now an analyst with the Big Ten Network. Want to get his take on what's going on at Nebraska, what's going on with Illinois, and what it takes. He's been there. He's seen it. He hasn't probably had to go as far down of taking over where Nebraska is right now. And again, we'll talk with him. We're going to talk with Paul Stevens, the head baseball coach at Northwestern today as well, at the bottom of the hour. The first 20-25 minutes going to be pretty open today. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis back in studio with you today. RFA week continues. We'll talk about that. But Tony, you know what? We talk like Nebraska has been 12-19 or worse for 5 years. There was some absolute optimism going into this season that Nebraska could make the NCAA tournament. And everybody that got injured, didn't qualify, blah, 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 and you end up with Bo Spencer and Jorge the Stiff Diaz in the middle because he just had no help. Fair or not, there just was zero talent to work with by the time this team got into the Big Ten Conference. But yet now a lot of these kids graduate, so I think they are in a bad spot right now, even though they've only had kind of one horrific year.
Well, you know, they get three people. They're down to 11 scholarship players. The two kids from the Kansas City area. I found it interesting on my World Herald today, article about Nebraska basketball. You know, he's meeting with these kids individually. Then he's off to the Final Four to look for a couple assistant coaches to find people that are interested in being at Nebraska and doing good things for Nebraska basketball. But you find the kids. He actually says in that article that he recruited one of those kids because his high school coach was a buddy of Tim Miles. He said, and then he went on to say, I thought that maybe we were overshooting, or I don't know the exact words, but I thought maybe he was at a different level than what we were at Colorado State, so I didn't think we had a good chance to get him. I like that early on he identifies, you know, everybody, once again, it goes back to, he had a level at Colorado State which he knew he had to get those players to fit that style to win games in that conference. Sounds like to me already he's going out of his way to say, I know I've got to have different people that can compete at a different level. And that's all the Nebraska fans. That put a lot of people, I think, when they read that at ease today, saying, you know, wait a minute. You know, when I was recruiting against them, I was recruiting against a lot of bigger schools, and, you know, it was a diamond in the rough. I pull one out of there at that level because he's probably going to start as a freshman at Colorado State and play all 4 years. That's what we wanted him to do. You know, to come to Nebraska, hey, I like his talent. I think that eased some concerns maybe of, I'll just get the same type of players I was getting at Colorado State. We'll put a nice team together that can shoot the ball and do some good things, play hard on defense. That's great. You can play your butt off on defense, but if you're not the level of athlete, it just doesn't going to work for you.
And already he's released a couple of kids from their letter of intent and has one transferring. And you look at this and you go, okay, he's cutting dead weight. Josiah Moore was a freshman, and on this year's team, anybody should have got a shot. He averaged 2 points and less than a rebound and played in only 15 games. He wants out. He's leaving. Jerron Young has been released from his letter of intent, and a coach said he didn't want these JUCO players. Keith Coleman, who played at Marshalltown Community College in Iowa, not going to be part of the program. This guy is so good, Daddy, that I did some research on him. He is a big guy in the middle, physical frame. But at Marshalltown JUCO in Iowa, he averaged like 8 points and 7 boards a game. Okay. Difference maker.
No, that's, I think, Tim Miles identifying, like you said. And nice kids, that's great. Go somewhere else, continue your career at a lower level where you can get on the floor. If you're averaging 2 points this year at Nebraska, and as many, you know, we're getting blown out down the stretch. A lot of people are getting playing time down the stretch. If that's what you're averaging in 15, you know, it's time to go on. I don't know. I don't like the people that are already saying, you know what, we got to get a player like Draymond Green and Solinger and Thomas Robinson, Anthony Davis. We got to get one of those players to Nebraska. And people going, it ain't ever going to happen. You know what? No one thought Kansas State would ever end up with Michael Beasley either. They went to Manhattan, Kansas. Manhattan, Kansas facilities aren't what Nebraska has. I think somehow, some way.
How did Michael Beasley get to Kansas State? They hired the coach.
Delonte West. You're right. But I'm saying it's not like a one in a million chance. The Nebraska facilities compared to K-State would be top five in the country. Everybody will admit that. Every announcer that did a Nebraska basketball game, wow, we got a chance to tour the facilities. They're the best I've ever seen. Top five in the country to Kansas State, I would rank in the 80, I mean, I don't know, 70 to 150.
Let me ask you this. I don't know if this is fair. I'll ask the listeners out there this. Give us a buzz, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the program, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. I don't know if Akoya Gow would be a good guy because he lives in Nebraska, but let's pick the best player in Iowa. It seems like Barnes, you know, he ends up at Duke. So let's take Harrison Barnes. All right, Nebraska's recruiting you. You are going to be the best player at Nebraska. You are going to be the number one player, and the facilities are amazing. Or you can try and fit in at Duke, who has all of this tradition, North Carolina, and has all of this tradition, has facilities that are older.
But you're elite.
You're gonna be playing with good players. You may not be the number one guy, but there's a pretty good chance that you're gonna be on the floor, if not as a freshman, but as a sophomore. Oh, cool! They've got iPods in the shower. Oh, cool! We're in the Final Four. I still don't see where it's a start, I guess. But where does that start to sway great players? Not real good players. I mean, I'm not trying to. I mean, the facility gets the kid to Nebraska instead of going to Iowa, Mike Gazelle. The kid gets, instead of going to Colorado, he comes to Nebraska. Instead of going to Memphis or Tulsa, he comes to Nebraska. I mean, is that where we're at? Is that all the facility can do for you?
See, I would think that facility, when those, Maybe the elite of the elite. Maybe the top 50 or 75 are just off the board immediately. But I got to think somewhere between 75 and 250, I guess. When you're talking 250 players in the country, you got to find two of those kids that say, let's go do something special. Well, I would think Tim Miles could look at a kid that's in the top 250 and say, you know what? You come to the University of Nebraska. Not only do we, you're going to be my first recruiting class. You're going to play. I don't know if you can guarantee the kid you can start.
Yeah.
But you're going to play a lot of minutes off the bat, and we're going to do things the right way. And if we get two or three of you, you know what? We're going to win some games. I think we can get to the top five or six in the first couple years.
Well, I think that's the key.
Five through eight.
You got to bring in. You can't just come in yourself. You need a buddy. You need somebody you've played AAU with, somebody you've been at JUCO with, somebody that you have association with, somebody you met at the McDonald's, maybe at, you know, in the Vegas tournament or wherever. Somebody you met said, hey, you know, I live in Kansas, but I don't want to go to Kansas. I want to get out of here. You know, I live in Arizona. I don't want to play Pac-12 basketball. I want to try something different. You want to come with me? Let's go start something, which is hard for high school kids. I mean, that's a maturity level. There's just so much that has to come into that package. I think that's you got to bring almost two, three guys. You know, you had Michigan. They got all of those guys to come in legally and play basketball for them.
You've got to bring Bill Walker with Michael Beasley.
You need a couple guys.
O.J. Mayo, it didn't cut it doing it by himself.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to. I think you're right on that. Gary Williams, and doing a little research, I don't know when the McDonald's All-American deal started. Maybe Jeff can effort that. Gary Williams, since the McDonald's All-American deal started, the only coach to win a national title without a McDonald's All-American on his team. Now, he coached some great ones. Stevie Franchise, Juan Dixon, Lonnie Baxter, you know, Joe Smith. Yeah. I mean, he coached some really good players. But when that national title run, those guys... None of them were all Americans, and you know, obviously, just played very, very well together. That's pretty interesting when you're looking at the teams and the elite and the talent level. You know, to become a McDonald's All American like
1978 was the first year that they played that. So 33 years now. There you go. Final Four is going to be heard right here on ESPN Radio, the men and the women. The men Saturday, the women Sunday, and then the championship games Monday for the men. Tuesday for the women. It's all right here. And we'd love to hear from you on the program today. Shoot us an email to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. The weigh-in's coming 1 o'clock today at the Viero Events Center for RFA2. If you get a chance to maybe catch a little late lunch or just work through lunch and want to go check out the weigh-ins, it's free and open to the public today at 1 o'clock at the Viero Events Center. You never know what's going to happen at these weigh-ins. Maybe they get nasty.
I was at the last one. Wasn't that nasty, but it's kind of cool to see them all there, everybody together.
I had a couple boys in here yesterday that wouldn't mind getting nasty with you, calling you out a little bit.
Really?
Gilbert Ivel, Justin McCauley. They're thinking maybe RFA3.
Is that right?
Yeah. You would be an amateur bout.
Yeah. No. No. If I'm getting in that, I'm getting paid something.
And big news, Daddy, I know you're very excited about this. It broke yesterday late in the afternoon, the NCAA selection show on NCAA.com. I can't believe this isn't on ESPNU. I mean, you're announcing eight programs that are going to the National Bowling Championships. How did Nebraska get in? Where are they at? What's going on?
Ninth straight for those lady women's bowlers. Congratulations to them.
The lady women's bowlers?
The ladies women's bowlers. Yes, in Cleveland, Ohio. This is just an excellent, excellent deal. I was looking at the teams I wrote down. I had all of them except Sacred Heart University and Valparaiso. Valparaiso was just escaped me. I had no idea that Sacred Heart University had a bowling team. But you know what? They've been doing well. They've had three national titles since 2004. They're ranked third heading into the NCAA championships behind Farley Dickinson, Arkansas State, then your Huskers. Then the Commodores of Vanderbilt, and then the Maryland Eastern Shore Comanches. I have no idea what the Maryland Eastern Shore mascot is, but we're pretty excited. Bill Straub leads the way with assistant coach Paul Klempa. They won the title in 09 after the 04-05 championships. Placed third place in 0-11. Good job, ladies.
They're heading to Cleveland, huh?
Cleveland. I think Cleveland, it's certainly Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Marlboro Reds, and Miller High Life. Mayonnaise, maybe, next on that list. But good luck, ladies. We'll be following you all the way, April 12th through the 14th, Cleveland, Ohio.
Surprised Butt doesn't sponsor Nebraska. They're Big Red.
Yeah. Right. Good.
Folks, before we go into our first break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, I want to let you know that the Serta All Out Mattress Blowout Sale is going on now at Bruce Furniture, Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Choose your size, choose your firmness, and get the sleep you deserve at a price you've only dreamed about. And you can experience the revolutionary iComfort sleep system. This is the only mattress that features Serta's coil action gel memory foam. It conforms to your body. It's as comfortable as can be. This big event, though, is for a limited time only, so hurry in today. Bruce Furniture has the Serta mattress that's just right for you during their mattress blowout sale going on now. Choose your size, choose your firmness, and don't forget iComfort Sleep System available in the Serta mattresses at Bruce Furniture, Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head baseball coach at Northwestern, Paul Stevens, will be joining us. Also coming up, we're going to catch up with Gary Williams in the last segment of the show. He is, of course, with the Big Ten Network now and former great basketball coach at a variety of schools, most notably at the University of Maryland. We'll be back with more on ESPN right after this.
Hi, it's The Herd. Have you noticed how many business people are free agents these days? This country was created by people striking out on their own. And we're seeing even more entrepreneurs today. Maybe you're one. Well, for this economy, a Regis Virtual Office makes more sense than ever. A Regis Virtual Office is perfect for those home offices or expanding businesses that need a more professional image with clients. You get a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist for unlimited call answering, and access to meeting rooms and use of a private office. So, hey, free agent, you want to get all the amenities of a full-time office without the expensive one? That's a good call. A call to Regis. Call Regis, the new way to work. Regis makes setting up your virtual office easy. You let them know I sent you, and you'll get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/cowherd now. That's R-E-G-U-S, or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Gunnery Sergeant Arley Ermey here to tell you that when you ride a Victory, you'll own one. How confident am I? Well, if you get your butt down to your local Victory dealer to take a test ride and you end up buying something else, I'll give you $100. That's right, I'm putting my money where my mouth is, because I don't give a crap how pretty a brochure is or what your fancy pants neighbor has in his driveway. The only way to know a bike is to ride one. So take the Victory Test Ride Challenge today and find out for yourself why Victory makes the best bikes on the planet. You got that, sweet lips?
The Victory Test Ride Challenge going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Check us out at KearneyYamaha.com or find us on Facebook. Located south of I-80, Kearney Yamaha. Now open noon to 5 on Sundays.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See your Victory dealer for full details. Victory and Victory Motorcycles are registered trademarks of Polaris Industries, Inc. Always wear your helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing, and obey the speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
If you don't know how many rewards club points you have in the ESPN Superstation Hy-Vee Rewards Club,
I wouldn't brag about it.
And you might want to check, because you can redeem 3,500 points and get a pair of tickets to this Friday's MMA fight at the Vieira Event Center.
Apprehensive? We all are at first.
For free. Frankly, I'm confused.
3,500 points will do it. Just log in as a Central Nebraska ESPN Radio Superstation Hy-Vee Listener Club member and go to the points store.
We'll see breaks of sun and some cloudiness across the area today with an isolated shower storm possible with highs around 70. Northwest winds will be developing about 10 to 20. Tonight's skies turn clear with a low at 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Frondley. Right now it's 57.
Doug and Danny's show back at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. ThinkMidway.com.
We always do, Doug. We always do. They've got the GM Express Lane. They've taken hassle-free another step by eliminating the stress of having to call in and set up an appointment for your next oil change and or tire rotation. Simply drive into either service bay and their new Express Lane advisor will be happy to assist you. Midway's Express Lane not only offers appointment-free service and affordable cost, but in a timely manner as well. The job's done as quick as 30 minutes. Stop in at your convenience at Midway Chevrolet. Their highly qualified technicians are there to provide exceptional service quickly for you. From oil changes, transmission replacements, they're dedicated. Now, they don't do the transmission replacement in the Express Lane. That takes a little bit longer. They'll have that done in about an hour 15, I'm told, but... For the oil change, 30 minutes or less, you'll be out of there. And don't forget the hassle-free pricing. In and out. It's not a two-day process to buy a car at Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep. Check out today. They've got what you need. If they don't have it, they'll find it for you at Midway.
Ryan Tannehill. Danny, I'm just... What is going on at ESPN? I mean, I don't care what Trent Richardson is doing at his pro day today. I don't care what Ryan Tannehill is doing at his pro day today. There's not one thing that they are going to do today that is going to change. I think Mel Kiper and Todd McShay are having a lot more influence these days than they should. And I know that everybody in the NFL organizations will say no. But even they're trying to find something to talk about, so all of a sudden they've got to make Ryan Tannehill a top 10 draft pick. You know why? Because they don't go look at offensive linemen at pro day. They go look at the excitement position. Is Ryan Tannehill really one of the 10 best college football players in the country?
I would certainly hope not. You know, as far as sitting at 14, it's like sitting at 14 for the Cowboys and going, I hope he falls to us. If he makes it to 14, we got to snap him up because he's a franchise. No. You got other positions that influence, you know, where, you know, we got other concerns and people in that. If you're in the 8 to 14 range, yeah, a lot of those teams are looking for quarterbacks, but they need a lot more help other than quarterback if you're drafting there.
Just crazy. And at least they're starting to talk about this. The reason some of these programs aren't succeeding is because they grab this quarterback, they throw him in, and, well, they're not good to begin with. How do they expect the quarterback to be good? Blaine Gabbert. Mel Kiper said it this morning. Blaine Gabbert's got talent. He's just not ready to play in the pros yet. Yet there he is as the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars with not much around him. They're not winning. And everybody says, oh, he can't get the job done. Well, Aaron Rodgers, the greatest quarterback in the NFL apparently right now, sat on the bench for 3 years. I mean, come on, people. Yeah, we got to win now. Well, the way to win now is not to throw in 12 rookies into your starting lineup and expect that they're going to take it over.
Remember our team, America's team, when Troy Aikman took over, 1-15?
1-15.
I mean, but yet, he was out there, I guess. And that started to develop a little camaraderie, and that's what some of these guys got to take their lumps, but sometimes, too, they get thrown to the wolves, like Blaine Gabbert. There's a lot of other positions around Blaine Gabbert. You know, his body, by the third game of the year, most people have had 10 car wrecks, don't feel like he does.
A couple other notes here as we move along. Of course, the Houston Open, they're getting a little bit better field the week before the Masters, and so some good golf going on there. Charles Schwartzel and Phil Mickelson are paired together for the first two rounds. They go a little bit later on this afternoon, I think at 1:40. If that's Eastern, then it's 12:40 Central. The NFL, now that overtime rule that we have sat in the postseason is going to be there all the time. That means any game that goes into overtime is going to last a little bit longer. If you kick a field goal on the first possession, the game's not over. They're instituting by a vote of 30-2 by the league owners to change that up. I find that interesting. Wouldn't you think the Players Association would have to agree with that? anything that they do anymore. They seem to have to. And now the Giants are moving west. Brandon Jacobs, we already knew Mario Manningham was going to the Niners. Now Brandon Jacobs, that's a pretty good addition, I would think, for the San Francisco 49ers to put him back there with Frank Gore.
Kendall Hunter. Now Brandon, I mean.
Maybe block for that Alex Smith kid. Also, did you know that the Major League Baseball season already two games deep?
Did not.
Seattle won 3-1 over Oakland yesterday. Then this morning in Tokyo, 4-1, Oakland beat Seattle. So everybody in Major League Baseball still tied for first in their division.
That's good. That's good.
Who you got tonight? Men's NIT. Stanford
and Minnesota. I don't even know who's playing. Go Big Ten. Let's go, Tubby Smith. There you go, Elliot. Yeah, we're going.
He started the other night.
Another one got away. I mean, there's your big guy in the middle. Not that I think Elliot Eliason's going to go on to have a 20-year pro career, but he's a legitimate 6'10", 6'11 kid in the middle.
Can you name me the winner of the first ever Johnny the Jet Rogers National College Football Return Specialist Award?
Deion Sanders.
It's not the Honey Badger.
Oh.
Joe Adams of Arkansas.
Oh, this is last year's winner?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were going to put a name.
They announced today or last night. Brother of Ken Adams, Joe Adams of Arkansas, named the winner. He led the nation with 4 punt returns for touchdowns, ranked 2nd in the SEC, 5th in the nation in punt return yardage, the 7th highest single average in school history. The banquet will be in Omaha, scheduled for next month, and then they're really going to get this award going. It was announced just a couple of days ago, and now Johnny the Jet Rogers has a collegiate award. And one other thing I came across since yesterday's show, in 5 years, I think we talked about it, but in 5 years, you have to give that award out 5 years before it can officially be recognized by the NCAA and then maybe go in with the Heismans, the Outlands, the Biletnikoffs, the Grozes, and all those kind of awards. The Rogers Award.
Well, pretty important position, an electrifying position. Makes a lot of people, you know, turns games around and whatnot. One more note, Doug. Back to the golf. Ernie Els, not in the field at Augusta. Now, how is that possible for the success he's had over his career that Ernie Els would not be in the field there?
Apparently, they only want people that have a chance to win.
Well, he hasn't won the last couple of years, but he's been relatively close. Putters let him down, but I just think that's a huge name in golf not to be involved in it in arguably the greatest tournament of the year. Right now, though, we're going to talk a little Nebraska Northwestern baseball. Paul Stevens, longtime head coach of the Wildcats, joins us. Coach, how are you this morning?
Gentlemen, absolutely wonderful. How are y'all?
Well, we're doing great, and we're having a fun time in just about every sport, learning more about the Big Ten Conference and Nebraska's first run through it and their first road series. Evanston, Chicago area, Northwestern. Before we talk about your baseball program, it's kind of funny because we like to ask, hey, when they come to your campus, what is it that you tell people they need to do? Or if you've got a Husker fan coming out there, you guys probably have a few more choices.
Well, you know what? It's kind of similar to what you were talking about. It's the first time I think they'll be here, and they're teeing up and teeing off here, getting here. There's obviously it's a beautiful, beautiful campus set on Lake Michigan. It's a nice town nestled up a little bit above Chicago, and there's a lot of great places to eat and things to see around here, and I got a feeling the coach isn't going to let them do a whole lot, that's for sure. But the fact is, it's just a tremendous place to come to and walk around because it's just absolutely beautiful here on Lake Michigan and the Northwestern campus.
Coach, we had Coach Hartlib on last week from Illinois, and we asked him, coming into the Big Ten, everybody wants to know the perception of Big Ten baseball. What do you tell people? The league's rated low. Is it better than people think or give it credit for?
Well, I think that people see some of that the way that some of the Big Ten teams have played in some of the regional tournaments that went to. Yeah, I don't think that we get the respect that the ball clubs in this conference deserve. I think when things start happening at the end of April, early May, there's a lot of teams in this conference that can play with a lot of people. And I think that gap of the elite X number of teams and what's in the Big Ten is definitely shrinking. But I do believe that there are teams, the way that Minnesota played a couple years ago, the way Illinois played last year in the regionals that they went to. It's something that I think in April and May, I think there's a lot of northern schools here that have to play a lot of places early that really make it difficult coming out of a gym or a turf facility. But I do know from just years of experience that the coaches that are in this conference, and by the time this campaign is done, you're going to see some awfully, awfully competitive teams that, given the opportunity to move to the next phase, which is the tournament, they're going to make some noise, and that's the part of it that I like is how they go in, and they're not very well respected, and all of a sudden teams are coming out shaking their heads going, wow, where did that come from? So I have a lot of respect for the coaches and the players in this conference.
Northwestern baseball coach Paul Stevens with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Paul, why? I mean, you've done this for quite a number of years now at Northwestern. Why has it been hard for programs in the Big Ten to win baseball games? And I mean, you are playing each other, and no one has ever really stepped up to be that dominant program. Is it too many institutions are worried about going to the Rose Bowl that they don't pay attention to baseball, or is there some other reason?
Well, I think sometimes that's a perception. I think that you're seeing a very, very big swing in commitments to different programs in this conference and what the conference itself and the individual schools are putting into their programs. And I think that all of that is changing, maybe not as quickly, take my word right now that it is definitely something that is changing and changing very quickly, that people are making major commitments at the institutions in this conference to get people where all of us want to go, and that's Omaha and winning a national title.
Coach, anybody that reads anything about your program, the first name they're going to read about is Luke Farrell, because his dad's the manager of the Toronto Blue Jays. He's gotten off to a bad start, or looks like a bad start. What's going on with Luke?
Well, Luke had a major operation in the fall, and he's had a couple things with his health. And right now, you're not going to find a more competitive young man. Has he had the type of electric stuff that he had last summer in the Cape? Nah, I don't think it's at that point, but along with what he brings, yeah, he had a rough start, and those things happen. If you have a rough start, it's hard getting those numbers back down, and right now he's starting to come into his own and starting to feel better, and everything that's going on physically has been checking out wonderfully. So we're never going to make excuses for our kids, but this is a young man that definitely has had some trials and tribulations this year, and He's a kid that I'll go down any dark alley with any day of the week, because I know that guy's got my back, and that's just the type of a player and individual Luke Farrell is.
Paul Stevens is the head baseball coach at Northwestern. On the other side of things, Coach, you've got a young man that is getting it done on the mound. He is he's picking up some awards, sharing the freshman and the pitcher of the week honors. It looks like he's got kind of an Irish-Polish name, so I'll let you tackle that for us. But Brandon has done okay so far this year.
Well, he's definitely an interesting young man all around. Dad is from Hawaii and mom's from the south side of Chicago, and he's a tremendous mix of individual intensity. He's a young man that just goes out there and he just leaves it all between the white lines, and I can just tell you that he's just a joy to watch. His mannerisms, he's just somebody that loves to compete, and it almost looks like he's playing in the backyard. That's how much fun he's having out there, and whether it's a tough situation or an easy one, and I don't know if there's ever one of those, but he just never just gives in on things, and he's just out there. He's got this big grin on his face, and he's just having a great time putting on the uniform and competing, and boy, I'll take a lot of those kids every day of the week.
Paul Stevens, head coach of the Northwestern Wildcats baseball program, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, I got to ask you about coaching a couple of your own sons. That's an interesting dynamic at a Division I school.
Well, I think the biggest one is it's just a tremendous blessing for me to be able to have both of them at an institution like this. That's for sure. Then to get them on the baseball field, sometimes it works out really well, because when you're the hardest on individuals that have the perception that they're going to get a break, and you're always a lot harder on them, have been since they were little, but it sets a tone. It's been a great time for me to be able to see them grow up and compete. And, I'm like I said, very fortunate that they're at an institution like Northwestern.
Coaches, the fans, for the most part, in our listening area, get ready to hear the games on the radio this weekend between yourself and Nebraska. Tell them a little bit about your team. Obviously, the record is not what you want, and it looks like maybe one of the problems is that they're just not being able to put the runs on. 12 total runs between the two teams in the season opening series with Iowa last weekend. 3-0, 3-2, 3-1. You guys went 1-2. Is that the kind of baseball you're expecting, or give us a little insight to your team?
Well, I think right now we're going to have to pitch and play defense. I'm not going to sit there and tell you that I think we can score 14, 15 runs, but we'll see how this weekend comes out with Nebraska coming out here to play in our ballpark, and we're excited because it's our home first series that we've been able to play in front of our fans. We play an awful lot of games on the road. We've lost an awful lot of one-run ball games. We've been in a lot of close ones that we've won. So our guys are pretty accustomed to not blowing people out and really not getting blown out. But we have to find a way to continue to pitch and play defense. And in Iowa, they had some guys that ran out there and threw some pretty good ball games, and our kids threw some good ball games that probably wasn't as much fun for the fans seeing, you know, some large scoring games, but from a purist standpoint, there was a lot of good things going on the mound and in the field that if you made a mistake, it definitely cost you in those games. So I'm just looking for us to do what we always do, just never give in and never give up and keep pitching and catching it and then finding a way to score a run. So that's pretty much what we're about.
Yeah, Daddy, Nebraska's coming off a 17-game homestand, and this will be the first true home game of the year for Northwestern.
Coach,
that guys, that was good. Thanks.
And they played 22 games.
Yeah, Coach, I got to ask you your concerns about the Huskers.
My concerns is I have tremendous respect for the young man who runs that program, and obviously I've known him a long time from his days back playing with some of my guys in the Cape and watching his career. He's somebody who I have the utmost respect for his character and commitment and all of those things. So it's really going to be fun to see if his club reflects my thoughts about what type of a player he was, and I can't imagine that they're not going to be just hard-nosed, scrappy, and getting after it. And that's exactly what I expect from the Nebraska team that Coach brings in here. He's just a phenomenal, phenomenal individual.
Last minute with Paul Stevens. Daddy, I don't know if you know this, and I'm sure as we get to know everybody in the league, Paul Stevens was he's been around this game for a while. He was drafted when the Royals were good.
Nice.
That stated a little bit, guys. Between that and Billy Martin leaving New York to Oakland when we went there, it was some fascinating times for a couple organizations. But you know what? I've been very, very fortunate. And what was the old skid? Baseball's been very, very good to me. I can't even tell you how absolutely thrilled I am about having the opportunity to never really get a real job, because this is so much fun getting up every day and dealing with these kids and helping them learn life lessons that not only are going to help them on the field, but every day of their life once they leave this place. And it's been a very special opportunity for me that I'm very appreciative of.
Coach, I'll be honest, there'll be a lot more people heading up there this fall for the football game, but Doug and I enjoyed Gene and Giorgetti's. Your favorite in Chicago?
Well, I'll tell you what, they do a great job, but when you guys come back, I can promise you that there's another place called Wildfire that'll just sit there and knock your socks off. There are some absolutely wonderful, I'll just call them establishments around here that when you get back in town, I'll get your first cup of coffee or whatever when you guys are in town. Just knock on my door, and then I'll give you a list of places that you need to hit and go from there. But unfortunately, I was expecting a few more of our relatives coming in from Nebraska, but that's not going to happen. My wife's family is from out that direction, so... there's been a lot of pushing and pulling over the years between Northwestern and Nebraska in different aspects of athletics. So that's just the sidebar of why we're real excited about this weekend.
Well, Coach, since you've never met us face-to-face, I just want you to know that my co-host Big Daddy, who always asks the coaches about the best place to eat, he would be more of a guy that could fit into Prince Fielder's uniform. So I'm just kind of trying to forewarn you there that the tab might be rather large. But
you know what? I'm used to having Coach Stoddard with me, and if he can compete with that one, then we'll have something to talk about, because Coach Stoddard is one of the largest human beings I've ever been around ever since we were kids together. But Stotts is a special individual, and so I'm not accustomed to not having someone around that gives me a little protection with the amount of girth that they bring to the table.
Coach, we appreciate the time on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck this weekend. Keep them healthy this year.
Guys, have a great one, and thank you very much, and God bless, and we'll talk to you all soon down the road.
Sounds great, Coach. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. Paul Stevens, head baseball coach at Northwestern, as we continue to preview and get you accustomed and acquainted with the teams in the Big Ten Conference. And during this baseball season, Illinois and Northwestern now the first two down with a few more to go.
Joe Girardi, a Northwestern alum. Still a little trivia for the day.
I did not know that.
Check them off.
There you go. Hey, we're going to take anything else that you wanted to hit on, big fella, because Gary Williams is coming up in our next segment as we head towards the end of this Doug and Daddy Show. Tomorrow, Nebraska Danger coach Mike Davis is going to join us as they get ready to take on Terrell Owens and the Allen Wranglers. Plus, we will be back at Cunningham's tomorrow. May have another RFA guest for you tomorrow. They're checking on their schedule for that. But join us tomorrow for lunch at Cunningham's. Anytime you miss any of the show, if you've missed any of the RFA interviews over the last handful of shows, you can go to our podcast on the website at ESPNSuperstation.com, and you can click on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's. And so there you go. There you go. There you go.
We have Husker ribs, Journal Bites, Juicy Lucy tomorrow.
I'll have the shrimp. Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show with Gary Williams.
Hey, it's Cole. Look, spring is in the air, which means now's the time to stop by Lowe's and save big on everything you need to improve your home and yard. And now, when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card, you can get 12-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Plus, get 10% off of major appliances, $299 or more. Hurry into Lowe's for these and other great values every day. Lowe's, never stop improving. Credit offer valid March 29th through April 2nd. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. Plus, you walk out of Advance with a free John Force racing hat valued at $20. A free $20 hat? You're only paying $19.99 for oil. What gives? Actually, Advance does.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
When I told my buddies I was picking Butler to make it to the Final Four, my friends just laughed. So tournament time came around, we all head down to Cunningham's Journal. As my wife might say, my home away from home, Cunningham's has what any bracketologist would want. Wireless internet to do your research, awesome food, a bajillion TVs, and the coldest beer in town. Anyways, there was Butler in the final seconds, nailing a buzzer beater, and guess who's laughing now? So fellow bracketologists, when it comes to tournament time, make Cunningham's Journal your home away from home in downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see breaks of sun and some cloudiness across the area today with an isolated shower storm possible with highs around 70. Northwest winds will be developing about 10 to 20. Tonight, skies turn clear with a low at 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 57.
Daddy's Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Where all of our guests of the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK. Had a little BK breakfast this morning. Had the ham croissant sandwich, the tater tots, a little OJ. Does you well, get you ready for the rest of the day. And you can find your nearest BK in Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and of course, two locations in Kearney. Near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, or next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue at BK. Well, we are pleased here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Gary Williams set to join us in just a moment, but Tim Miles, we're still learning, as we talked about at the top of the show, who he wants, who he doesn't want, who he's trying to bring in for coaches. He's supposed to be going to the Final Four, of course, which, like a coach's clinic in the state of Nebraska, everybody gets together and shares ideas, and that's where a lot of business, don't fool yourself, that's where a lot of business gets done, and maybe you find a player or two. As we've said in the past, you know, maybe Coach Miles has a connection somewhere. You know, say he knows somebody on the Kansas staff that says, you know what, I got this kid. He's just not good enough to play at our level, but I'll bet he could sure help you guys out at Nebraska to get things started and things move on from there. And then, of course, Daddy, John Gross comes in, and he is the next head basketball coach at the University of Illinois. So a couple of mid-majors coaches taking over Big Ten jobs.
Well, the big name of the day, Danny Manning, getting a job at Tulsa. People around here wondering why Danny Manning wasn't in consideration for the Nebraska job.
And maybe he was. Again, no. That's things that we will discuss now with Gary Williams, the longtime coach at Maryland. He'd been at Ohio State, a very distinguished career, and, of course, now analyst for the Big Ten Network, making his inaugural visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, thanks so much for the time. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Coach, before we get into all of the Final Four this weekend and old Ohio State and those matchups, I guess one of the main reasons we wanted to have you on this week was to kind of discuss how tough it is for a non-traditional program like a Nebraska to get over the hump. Everybody here in Nebraska seems to think that we're in a rut and that the hire of Tim Miles didn't do anything to improve the future. And again, anybody can be a diamond in the rough, so we'll see with Coach Miles. But you've kind of been on both sides. You've coached at the elite level in the ACC. You've seen teams that, you know, when you're going in, should be a win. How tough is it to turn that corner in this day and age of collegiate basketball?
Well, I think it's very difficult. you know, unless the university really makes a total commitment to being at the level of the basketball that's played in the Big Ten. In other words, the Big Ten was considered the best basketball conference this year, RPI-wise, you know, every statistical way. So that's what you're dealing with. And, you know, you're not going to get someone that is in a big-time job that has a long-term contract and security and has already built the program to leave that and go to a program where you have to start it up, where you have to really get it going to get to that level. And I think, you know, that's what, you know, on Nebraska is finding out. Now, like you said, there's really good coaches out there. I mean, I was a high school coach, and I coached against guys in high school that were given a chance to learn the college game, the recruiting, the whole thing, could have been successful college coaches. So to say that, you know, you have to have a big name to run a great program. I mean, nobody knew who Brad Stevens was until Butler got to the Final Four, for example. And, you know, there's really good coaches. Plus, Nebraska, what I'm told, I didn't get to do a game there this year, but their facilities are second to none now, and building a new downtown arena, which will really help the program. So it's doable. It's just it takes a guy to go in there, and you got to have a lot of energy and start that program.
Coach, when you started, the AAU deal was just coming of age. How did you deal with it when it was full steam ahead and you had to get into those programs?
Well, I probably didn't deal with it as well as some guys do. You know, having coached a long time before the AAU situation started, you know, when I started, basically, it was you recruited the parents, you recruited the high school coach and then the player, and you did things mostly through the high school. Now the summer has become really big, and you have to be involved. And there's good AAU coaches out there. In other words, there's guys that really care about their players, help them make decisions in the right way where they're not going to benefit from a player going to a certain school. And, you know, they kind of get thrown under the bus with the bad guys that are out there, just like any other profession. So it's very doable, but you have to be able to recruit in the summertime as well as during the year.
Gary Williams, former Maryland coach, now analyst for the Big Ten Network, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Gary, how is Nebraska basketball viewed? Maybe not just in the Big Ten office. I think nationally nobody pays attention to it. I get that. And you talked about the new facilities. People are still struggling with why there wouldn't be, I don't know if name coach is the way you look, because a lot of people believe now that taking the job at Nebraska is almost like a death sentence for your coaching career. How is it viewed here?
Well, I think you can look at both sides of that. If you do turn it around at Nebraska, then the other side happens. It'll be tough for Nebraska maybe to hold on to a guy or whatever. But
yeah.
You know, that's way ahead of time. What you need, and I think you have, is a guy that's going to come in here and work hard. He might not be a name now, but all you do is get that one upset win. In other words, if you beat Ohio State, say, this past year, or you know, you beat Michigan State, all of a sudden, you know, things change quickly. It's you can change things very quickly in how people perceive the program, but it takes a lot of hard work because the talent level to be able to do that has to get there. So that's going to take, you know, some time to get your own players in there. But once that takes place, then you have a chance. And I think there's you know, people always look at Nebraska as a football school. There's no doubt about it. But I coached at Ohio State, and there's no bigger football school than Ohio State. And what basketball was there, we would get the benefit of football being popular. Those people, once the bowl games were over, came to Ohio State basketball. Now, Ohio State basketball had tradition, the John Havlicek and Jerry Lucas and people like that. Nebraska might not have that same tradition, but there's a lot of people out there that really look forward to basketball in January, February, if they feel they're going to go see a team that works really hard, that's exciting the way they play, all those things, you know, the marketing of the program, which has to be done now. So there's ways to turn that thing around, you know, and get people excited about basketball.
Your personal thoughts on Tim Miles as a coach of the Huskers?
Well, he's won. The thing I look at, I don't know Tim Miles, but I know he's won wherever he's been. And, you know, a big thing, his first sell is to the players. In other words, the players have to buy into how he's going to play, what type of guy he is. You know, all those things have to take place. And then you go after, you know, the students are very important to get them at the games, to get them really into it. And the adult crowd, the donors, people like that, obviously are very important to a program nowadays. But, you know, just atmosphere is very important. And you can create. I remember going to Maryland my first year in 89. We had a player named Walt Williams who played the NBA, and he was about all we had, but yet he had that personality. He had that ability to get people excited, and that really helped me get the Maryland program turned around.
Couple of minutes left here with Gary Williams, one of the winningest coaches of all time. Great job at Maryland, Ohio State, and the tenure before that. Coach, can you give me an example of a program that you coached against over the years that did get it turned around and what they did to get it turned around?
Yeah, Seton Hall was at the bottom of the Big East when I got there in 82, and T.J. Carlissimo became the head coach. And he had that personality where he could really get people stirred up. He could really get people excited. And they did a couple things. They had a small on-campus arena. They moved their games to the Meadowlands, which was good to do for the perception of the program, but you had to get people there. And PJ did a great job of getting people there, of getting them excited. And then the recruiting, where he's located, I assume, is a little different than Nebraska because there were players around the area. And, you know, that I think that's one of the things that they'll do in Nebraska is find an area where there are players and really focus on that area, because once you get one player out of an area and he's successful, you can go back there. And Nebraska's a good campus. We played there way back, I think, when I was at Ohio State. I mean, It's doable that you can find players that will like Nebraska's campus, use the football, you know, to help you. I'm sure football would like basketball to be good. Football recruits, they bring them to the games in basketball, things like that. And so working hand-to-hand, I think that's the key. You know, both sports can get along, can coexist, and both can be really successful.
Gary Williams joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, Final Four this weekend. Everybody in Big Ten, Big 12 country, where we came from and where we are now, wants to know your thoughts on the Ohio State-Kansas matchup. And then the state of Kentucky's got the gloves on, I guess is no better way to put it than that. And is Kentucky the most talented team of the Final Four by far?
I think they're the most talented team. I think Ohio State has a quality starting five. They have Sullinger in the middle, and then, you know, people like Thomas that has played so well lately, and their point guard Kraft, the tougher point guards playing in the country right now. He's just a physical defensive player of the year, as you guys know, in the Big Ten. So I just think that Kansas has, you know, obviously in Robinson, a very good player, but I believe Ohio State's other four players might have a bit of an edge, but Bill Self has been there as well. 4 years ago, obviously knows what's going on, so it should be a great matchup. There's four really experienced coaches. That's the thing. As a former coach, I'm looking forward to watching in the tournament.
Finally, Coach, we have 30 seconds left. John Gross going to Illinois. Is he already kind of a step ahead of where Nebraska's at right now? Do you think that's a good hire for the Illini?
Well, Illinois had a lot of success up until the last couple of years, so those people look at basketball, you know, as something that's been successful there, and they can get it done there. And, you know, he was at Ohio State. He knows the conference pretty well, and at Ohio U did a great job this year. So I think, you know, he's moving into a situation where they've had more success than Nebraska. But at the same time, you know, that's one thing I did when I was a coach. I never limited myself. I didn't let anybody else put any limits what I thought we could do with our program, and I think that's the way to get it done.
Big Ten analyst and one of the greatest coaches of our generation, Gary Williams, with us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. The time flies by. Coach, we appreciate the time you've given us today, and hopefully we can talk about winning Nebraska basketball in the very near future. Enjoy the Final Four. Enjoy the weekend.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate the time. Gary Williams, folks, here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Good insight there of where a program has come from, how they can get things turned around. Talked about maybe recruiting a certain area. I wonder if that area now with Ron Coleman coming over as an assistant could be Chicago, could be the AAU. We'll find out. Hey, folks, don't forget you can also vote on our ESPN Superstation poll of the day. It helps get you points for the fan club where you can still pick up RFA tickets for tomorrow night. You can pick up Hy-Vee pizzas. You can pick up sleeves of Bridgestone golf balls and check it all out. All that's there for you. It's free. All you have to do is sign up and you get 500 points right away for signing up. And the more points that you accumulate, the more prizes or the better prizes, I guess, that you can get. Although, the Doug and Daddy t-shirts are like five times as many points as the golf balls. I'll take the golf balls. I'm just saying that. But go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Our poll question of the day is, Maryland coach Gary Williams, as we just talked to, he is one of the guys that thinks Kentucky might be able to beat one of the worst teams in the NBA, the Washington Wizards, if they played at Rupp Arena. Charles Barkley said that. Some people think it's absurd. Do you think that Kentucky, and of course this is before they even win the college national championship, do you think that they could beat an NBA team like the Wizards? I don't think so, but you get on the website at Rupp Arena. That could be interesting. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll wrap things up right after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Spring is finally here. 1-800-Flowers.com has beautiful flowers, perfect for celebrating any spring occasion, birthdays. How about Easter? Or how about just that spring's here? 1-800-Flowers.com is now offering the 30 Spring Tulip Bouquet, a full, vibrant bouquet of 30 tulips reflecting the colors of spring. Brightens up any room. And it's perfect timing to order this beautiful, multicolored tulip bouquet for somebody you care about today. Because 1-800-Flowers.com is giving my listeners a special offer only for a limited time. Order the 30 Spring Tulip Bouquet for only $30. That's $15 off the regular price. As always, it comes with a 1-800-Flowers.com 100% smile guarantee. To get this 30 for $30 offer on spring tulips, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic upper right corner, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name. Spring is finally here. Couldn't be any sooner.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Spring home improvement season is here. Is it time to invest in a new roof? Maybe an energy-efficient heating and cooling system. Or perhaps this year, your deck gets a makeover. At Platte Valley State Bank, we're ready to provide you with that little help you may need with incredibly low home equity loan rates. Stop in, call, or go online at pvsb.com for more details. Platte Valley State Bank and Trust, proudly born and raised in Nebraska. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Gunnery Sergeant Early Army here to tell you that when you ride a Victory, you'll own one. How confident am I? Well, if you get your butt down to your local Victory dealer to take a test ride and you end up buying something else, I'll give you $100. That's right, I'm putting my money where my mouth is, because I don't give a crap how pretty a brochure is or what your fancy pants neighbor has in his driveway. The only way to know a bike is to ride one. So take the Victory Test Ride Challenge today and find out for yourself why Victory makes the best bikes on the planet. You got that, Sweet Lips?
The Victory Test Ride Challenge going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Check us out at KearneyYamaha.com or find us on Facebook. Located south of I-80, Kearney Yamaha. Now open noon to 5 on Sundays.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See your Victory dealer for full details. Victory and Victory Motorcycles are registered trademarks of Polaris Industries, Inc. Always wear your helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing and obey the speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
We'll see breaks of sun and some cloudiness across the area today with an isolated shower storm possible with highs around 70. Northwest winds will be developing about 10 to 20. Tonight's skies turn clear with a low at 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 57.
Come on, feel the noise. Girls, rock your boys. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Nebraska football team was on the practice field yesterday. They're not packing down full pads, 2 hours outside getting after it. They will go again tomorrow
And then the spring game, there's 9 practices left until the April 14th spring game. And the Big Ten Network is going to stream that, and then they will show it on a tape delay basis later that night at 8:30 Central Time. So there you go. A couple other sports notes. UNK softball dropped the doubleheader to UNO yesterday. Now Black Hills State is the newest member of the RMAC, and so they're headed up to South Dakota for RMAC games this weekend. Husker softball team heads to Minnesota this weekend. They beat South Dakota State yesterday 8-0. Hastings College is scheduled to play at Bellevue this afternoon, weather permitting, and it's pretty moist here in the Tri-Cities right now, so we'll see if that happens to creep on into what's going on in the eastern part of the state. And again, folks, as we wrap things up here on today's Doug and Daddy Show, a reminder that we are less than an hour away from the weigh-ins at RFA2. You're more than welcome to come out to the Viero Events Center and to check out the weigh-ins for all of the amateurs and professional fights. Begins at 1 o'clock. It's free and open to the public. And folks, as we said, there's still tickets available on our website. If you're a member of the Rewards Club, we'll have at least one pair of tickets to give away to RFA tomorrow from Cunningham's. We'll be live down there for our Bracket Buster and for RFA2, so be listening for that. And then the amateur fights tomorrow at 5, the professional fights begin at 7. Everybody that was there the first time had a great time, and we're looking forward to heading out there for the second time around tomorrow. Great event. Hope you can come on in, bring your friends, bring your family. It'll be fun. We want to thank Gary Williams, former Maryland basketball coach and Big Ten analyst, for joining us on the show today, and Northwestern baseball coach Paul Stevens for being on the program tomorrow. Plenty of action, including Mike Davis, head coach of the Nebraska Danger, as they hit the road for the first time this season. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.